Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the DH, Jose Morales. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the DH, Jerry Remy. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Tiant. Powell moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Smalley moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. Smalley scores. Carew moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Ford moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field. Cusick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Twins. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ford hits a pop-up into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Morales moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards right. Powell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Powell. Burleson moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields the ball and throws to Serum covering. Safe. Burleson scores. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 3, Red Sox, 3. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ciram. Carbo moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-1 in the game. Broemer hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cusick. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Carbo scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Dave Johnson now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into left field. Cusick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Cusick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cusick. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields the ball and throws to T on covering. Safe. Cusick moves to second. Rich Childs pinch hits for Bob Randall. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs takes first base on ball 4. Cusick moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cusick scores. Weiniger moves to third. Childs moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger tags and scores. One out. It's Twins, 5, Red Sox, 5. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. Childs moves to third. Norwood moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Childs scores. Norwood scores. It's 7-5, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Norwood now playing right field. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Mike Cubbage now playing second base. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Brohmer moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. Burleson moves to second. It's 7-6, Twins. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Remy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Burleson scores. Remy moves to third. Two outs. It's Twins, 7, Red Sox, 7. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into left field. Cusick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cusick. Remy scores. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hobson strikes out. There goes Fisk. He's safe. There goes Lynn. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Max Gears now pitching. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Hobson moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Frank Duffy now playing third base. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Morales reaches second base with a double. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Remy bunts towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. One out. Greg Thayer now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to home to get Burleson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Morales reaches second base with a double. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cusick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Cusick reaches third base with a triple. Morales scores. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game. With a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cusick scores. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wolf hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Willie Norwood. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.